must be holy. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise, and so forth. I tell you, people today toy around and try to somehow circumvent their responsibility to that covenant. Oh, God's my God, Christ is my Lord and Master, he's my healer, he's going to save me no matter what, and all that mess. But the Bible don't say that. The Bible said, if you don't regard God's covenant, I don't regard you. And God can put you away just like he did Israel. He didn't put them all away collectively. He put them away one at a time. As each one sinned and rebelled, he kept putting them away until finally the whole nation was collectively rejected by Jesus Christ and by God Almighty. That was his wife. Christ can reject his bride or those that are betrothed to him under this covenant of grace like God did the church of old. And we stand in jeopardy of our confidence every moment, unless we are faithful and loyal to Jesus Christ in every detail. And may God help us. May God help us to realize that we have a solemn responsibility. And you know what? I'll bring another word into that definition of covenant. It is a solemn agreement. It is a solemn agreement between two people. Solemn. Praise God. That means there ain't no folly in it. There ain't nothing laughable about it. There ain't nothing that you can go around and take lightly. Solemn. Serious business. Lord have mercy. You got to stay serious with God for him to stay serious with you and me. And I tell you, we want to keep this covenant binding. We want to keep God on our side and keep God working for us, walking with us, keeping those the tenets of that covenant that belong to his responsibility. Then we're going to have to keep our part of it. For God says, if you will obey me and serve me and love me, I'll be your God and do this great big long list of things for you daily. I'll walk with you. Jesus said, I'll go with you even every day, even to the end of the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I tell you, folks, I want you to get this thought, this vision of Christ in you, Christ with you. You've been espoused to Christ as a chaste virgin. So one day we'll be espoused to Christ and become his wife in eternity, praise God, with that eternal relationship of being always with him and serving him as a faithful wife does her husband forever and ever. And that, back in the third chapter of Hosea, I'll betroth thee to me forever. I'll betroth thee to me even in faithfulness and in righteousness and in mercies, praise God. I'll betroth you to me forever if you return to me. And here in this end time, there's many a person that has been unfaithful to the Lord. When God begins to pour out his judgments and hedge up her ways and take back a lot of those things that he's given, he says, I've given her wool and flax and silver and gold and wine and oil and fig trees and vineyards. I'm going to take them back. And then she's going to say, I'm going back to my first husband, for it would be better than it is for me now. That's what's going to happen to the church in this end time, that have violated and broken the covenant and agreement that God made with them in the beginning of that espousal, when they were holiness unto the Lord. And when they don't stay holiness unto the Lord, you're like a forsaken wife, divorced and put away. As he said in Isaiah 50, he says, I want you to don't just refer to that just briefly here. In Isaiah the 50th chapter here about that divorce that God has given to Israel. And show you another something there I didn't even get to when I was with it a while ago. He says, thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, which I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Which of your creditors have I sold you to? Behold, for your iniquities have you sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother, the church, put away. It's because we break those vows we make solemnly that I'll be your son and daughter faithfully, obediently, and lovingly. When you break those vows of that espousal, then God doesn't regard those vows as binding anymore. You have broken them. God didn't break them. When the individual breaks those vows that I'll be faithful to you, Lord, then God gives you a bill or a writing of divorce and puts you away. And may God help us to realize that God has espoused us to him in faithfulness and righteousness and in mercies and in loving kindness. And when we first accepted the Lord, we was holiness unto the Lord. And these covenants that God made are not any wise will God change it. Psalm 89 and verse 59, he says, I will not change my covenant, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my mouth. When I make agreement and a solemn contract, when we made a solemn vow to God that we would serve him, praise God, God holds us responsible for it. God will not break his part of the covenant. And when we break ours, we have broken the contract. And God puts us away as being a divorcee and away from God because of our rebellious acts. God help us to keep that great covenant of grace. I'll be your God and you'll be my people. Wherefore, come out from among the world and be separate, saith the Lord, and don't touch the unclean thing. Keep yourselves from those idolatrous practices and acts and performances, God says, or I'll divorce you. And you'll not be in that bride that the Holy Ghost is seeking out a people, a holy remnant, to be a bride for my son. You'll be rejected from that great and wonderful group. The most illustrious group ever to be called out in history is the bride of Jesus Christ. And friends, I want to be in that group. That's the most gratifying reward that God could ever give to a human being, is to make us a part of that bride of Jesus Christ. Contend for it. Strive for it. Don't let nothing keep you back from making your greatest effort to be in that illustrious group. Let us pray. Our Father, receive our thanks, O God, for the Word of God. Help us to understand what it means to walk with God and him to be in us. Us to keep our part of that solemn vow we made in our espousal, to be engaged to Christ. Lord, that he can present us one day, espouse us as a faithful part of that great group called the bride, his wife. Lord, help us to realize these things, to think about it, meditate upon it, and strive to enter in to that place in the work, in that presentation of the kingdom of God when it comes upon this earth, when Christ is presented to his bride, or the bride to Christ, that we can rejoice with exceeding great joy. We have won the greatest reward in history. Thank you, Jesus, for your compassion on us. Keep us in your care and manage our lives by the Holy Ghost. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen.